This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wa mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, bismillahi ta'ala, we are living in difficult times which are testing us in ways that at least I had never imagined. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah, 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 has kept us and our families safe and well in this land and elsewhere. On the other hand, we are seeing every day what is happening to Muslims and other innocent people in country after country after country. Now that cannot leave us unmoved and uncaring. I'm always at a loss to answer a simple question when someone asks, how are you? I say, alhamdulillah, I am well, but my heart is heavy. This sign of a heavy heart, which I know I share with all of you, is the sign that our hearts are still alive, alhamdulillah. Because it is the ability to feel pain, not pleasure, which is evidence of life. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we feel the pain of others and make dua for relief for them. However, that makes the heart sad, very sad. That is the topic of this khutbah. Don't be sad. The Muslim is one who complains only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tells only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his fears. And seeks help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lives to please only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why he can rely on help from Allah when he needs it, because he is constantly in touch with and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word al-huzn, sadness, does not appear in the Quran except in the form of forbidding it or in the form of negating it. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَحِنُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said in Surah Al Imran, do not falter and do not grieve, don't be sad, for you will have the upper hand if you are true believers. The condition of having the upper hand is not more money, not more weapons, not more political power, not more numbers, not a better and stronger economy. All of those are good to have. We are not against any of that. But the condition of having the upper hand, of being out of oppression, of having freedom from oppression, is to be true believers. In kuntum mu'mineen. To be true believers. To accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu without any complaints and without any excuses. This is the condition of being of freedom from all kinds of oppression that today we are facing. The second way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned this word of huzn, the word of sadness, is in the form of negating it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he described the qualities of the people of Jannah, and he said about them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely those who say, our Rabb is Allah, and who stand firm on that, who stay firm on that, there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve, nor will there be any sadness for them. The question is, and the thing to think about is, what is the meaning of istiqamat? What is the meaning of summa istaqamu? The reason for this is because there is no benefit for in having sadness, in being sad. There is no benefit in being sad. The most beloved thing to shaitan is to make the believer, the believing slave, man or woman, sad by taking him off track, because sadness takes you off track. Rasulullah ﷺ sought protection from sadness, where he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, sadness weakens the heart and diminishes determination and wanting to go forward. It discourages you. It pulls you down. It drags you down. And there is nothing more beloved to shaitan than the sadness of a believer. For this reason, be happy and optimistic and always think well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the best hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ana inda zanni abdi bih. I am for my slave as he expects me to be. And so therefore, we expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who we worship and who we love more than we love anyone and anything else. Have trust in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do and depend on Him alone, jalla jalaluhu. Because He is the one, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He is the only one with power. He is the only one with the ability to decide. That is tawakkul, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts to those who live a life of taqwa. Tawakkul is the reward of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with a nature that seeks certainty and dislikes ambiguity and uncertainty. That is what anchors and is the fount of all laws and rules and government and order and culture and manners and all that form the fabric of society. Without the drive for certainty, we would have anarchy and chaos. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give us knowledge of or control over our future. That produces worry and anxiety and fear and sadness, even despair. And that is haram. To despair is haram in Islam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi said, don't ruin your happiness with worry, and don't ruin your mind with pessimism. Don't ruin your success with deception, and don't ruin the optimism of others by destroying it. Don't ruin your day by looking back at yesterday. If you think about your situation, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you things without asking. So have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that He does not prevent anything you want, except that there is goodness for you in that prevention. You could be sleeping and the doors of the heavens are being opened with du'as made for you. Subhanallah. Perhaps from someone who was poor, whom you helped, or someone who was sad, whom you brought joy to, or someone passing by and you smiled at that person, or someone in distress and you removed that distress. So don't ever underestimate any good deed. One of the Salaf Salihin, one of the righteous people, predecessors, one of the people from the previous generations, he said, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that I want, and if He gives it to me, I'm happy once. But if He does not give it to me, then I'm happy 10 times. Because the first was my choice, and the second was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice. Shaykh Saadi Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi, the great Farsi poet and one of the most influential thinkers and scholars and philosophers of all time, the author of Bostan and Gulistan. He said very simply, life is short, so don't shorten it with worries, grief and sadness. Life is short, so don't shorten it with worries, grief and sadness. The cure for sadness is to reflect on the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally does. Think about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the best of His creation, His chosen prophets and messengers. Take the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? When he was put into the cup of the trebuchet and he was about to be fired and thrown into the fire. When did the help of Allah come? When did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help come for Ismail alayhi salam when he was being slaughtered, the knife was on his throat? When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come for Yusuf alayhi salam when he was thrown into the well by his brothers? When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come for Musa alayhi salam when he was in danger as a little baby? When he was in danger of being killed by the soldiers of Fir'aun? When did help come for Isa alayhi salam when they wanted to crucify him? When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come for our own beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam at Taif? And when he was in the cave of Thawr? When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come in Badr? When did the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come in Ghazwatul Ahzab or Khandaq? So have faith in Allah and know that if we are on the right path, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is certain. When that help comes depends on the one who knows what the best time is. As they say, timing is everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts for maximum impact. So make istighfar and tawbah and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep on asking Him. Keep on asking Him. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the seerah teaches us that life is going to be full of problems. Piety will not make your life easy. Seerah teaches us that feeling pain and anxiety and depression are not signs of lack of iman. They are signs that we are human and reminders for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only He can take it away. As another one of the salaf said, to some Allah gives, to some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives what they ask immediately. For others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays it because He likes the way they ask. And He wants to hear their voice again and again. As the famous poet Amjad Hyderabadi, rahmatullahi alayh, in his beautiful nazam, and it's a long nazam, I will just tell you the first stanza of it. He says, Mayu sail ne jab ghar ki rahli, Mayu sail ne jab ghar ki rahli, aankhon mein aansu the thi jholi khali, आंखों में आंसू थे थी झोली खाली, इतने में रहमत झुंझला के बोली, इतने में रहमत झुंझला के बोली, मायूस जाता है क्यों हाथ खाली, मायूस जाता है क्यों हाथ खाली, साइल इधर आ फिर मांग फिर मांग, साइल इधर आ फिर मांग फिर मांग. He says when the one who was asking, when the one in need asked and he didn't get, and he lost hope and he was turning away and going away with his hands empty. Jholi is when they beg, they pick up the piece of their shirt like this as a place, a receptacle to receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said this was empty and he was turning around and going away, and he was weeping, there was tears in his eyes because he didn't get what he wanted. When he heard a voice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, why are you going with your hands empty? Why are you going with despair? Why have you lost hope? Why are your hands empty? Oh, the one who asks, come here. Come here. Ask again and again. As I told you, it's a beautiful nazam. and much longer than this, and very, very heart-touching. Amjad Hyderabadi was an amazing human being and lived through some very, very traumatic and difficult times in his life and wrote some fabulous poetry which forces you to think about the true, about the realities of life, and connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab. So let us do our job. Let us keep asking. And let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us as He promised when He wants to do it. My brothers and sisters, the Quran and its demonstration through the seerah teach us how to deal with pain by remembering that we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Him is our return. By remembering that, even if we had received what we wanted, we would have to leave it behind. But if we behave with sabr and waqar, with patience and dignity in the face of loss, then that remains with us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that in this world and the next. Our brothers and sisters in Palestine are living examples who are demonstrating this to us day after day after day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to deal with difficulty and loss. And He said, فَذْكُرُونِي يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, remember me, I will remember you, and thank me and never be ungrateful. O believers, seek comfort in patience and prayer, sabr wa salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly with those who are sabirin, who are patient. Never say that those martyred in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. In fact, they are alive, but you do not perceive it. We will certainly test you. We will certainly test you with a touch of fear and famine and loss of property and life and crops. But give the good news to those who patiently endure, who, when faced with disaster, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong, and to Him we will all return. They are the ones who will receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and mercy, and it is they who are rightly guided. The biggest asset of the Muslim in dealing with loss, tragedy and bereavement is to remember the Akhirah. To remember that whatever is good or bad, beloved or hated, beneficial or harmful, in this world will end. Whatever it is, will end. Nothing is forever, except the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why that connection must be strengthened, and we must make sure that it remains strong. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return. Wa ilayhi al-masir. That is where we will meet the fruits of our labor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that the best day of our existence. Ameen. For those who remain steadfast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, surely those who say our Rabb is Allah and then remain steadfast on that, there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve. It is they who will be the residents of Jannah, staying there forever as a reward for what they used to do. The key is to remain firm on Rabbun Allah, to understand what is the meaning of Rabbun Allah, and to fulfill that in our lives. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the ending of such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this our ending, inshallah. I ask this for all of us, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah Al-Fussilat, surely those who say our Rabb is Allah and then remain steadfast, the angels descend upon them saying, do not fear, do not be sad, don't fear, don't grieve, rather rejoice in the good news of Jannah which you have been promised. We are your awliya, we are your supporters in this worldly life and in the hereafter. There you will have whatever your heart desires, whatever your souls desire, and there you will have whatever you ask for. A welcome from the all-forgiving, most merciful Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.